Capital punishment was a feature of all of our colonial administrations throughout Australia, and in fact remained in force for part of the 20th century as well. The last man hanged in Australia was in 1967 in Victoria, but capital punishment still existed in New South Wales statutes even after that. The position of hangmen in society was regarded as pretty low. The story of one of Sydney's longest-serving hangmen has been chronicled by author Rachel Franks in her new book, An Uncommon Hangman. I asked Rachel Franks whether New South Wales was the last state to have capital punishment.
We were the last ones to actually take it off all the law books. So we still had it technically for certain crimes up until 1985, which is terrifying.
So yeah. Somebody could have been hanged in New South Wales in 1985.
We still kept things like piracy and treason on the books, but certainly we stopped actually doing it as a practice in the late 30s.
We had to have, of course, state employees called hangmen, and it wasn't a great job being a hangman, was it? And you've written this book, An Uncommon Hangman, about a particular hangman. But first of all, I might just ask you, what was it like socially being known as a hangman?
Look, it was really the worst job on the books. It was the absolute bottom rung on the ladder. The first hangman was snatched from the ranks of convicts, and nobody wanted to be the lowest of the low. So it was easy to sort of typecast the hangman as the worst bloke doing the worst job.
And your book, An Uncommon Hangman, is about the life and death of Robert Nosey Bob Howard. Why was he called Nosey Bob?
Well, in true Australian and Sydney style, so he loses his nose, and there's some different theories about how he lost his nose. But he was a respectable cab driver. And he then becomes known as Nosey Bob. He never made an effort to cover up his facial disfigurement. And he lost a lot of trade. He suddenly wasn't favoured by women from wealthy suburbs. You know, they don't want him taking them into town for shopping or for lunch. And so he ends up, to support his family, the executioner for the colony and then the state. He does it for a really long time.
And he became sort of like the chief executioner relatively quickly. How much skill did he have in his job?
Well, it's kind of interesting because there are no schools of hanging. You can't sort of just dawdle off to TAFE and do a Certificate 3 in rope work and then go off and become a hangman. So most of them actually learn on the job, and he takes quite a traditional path. So he's an assistant executioner for a little bit, and then when his boss leaves, his boss just can't deal with the pressure that comes with being the guy that carries out the worst sentence of the law. So he gets promoted quite quickly.
And the skills, I suppose, in a hangman, you need to, it's a lot of physics involved. You look at the weight of the person and the type of the rope and how long they're going to, and the idea is that you want something to happen quickly, because there's nothing worse than a slow asphyxiation for anyone. And even, you know, hard-bitten journalists and so forth have had problems with that sort of a death. And he did have quite a lot of deaths that weren't very well executed, I suppose.
Yeah, so poor old Nosey Bob. He always tried really hard. He always treated the rope carefully. He was never a bully on the platform when he was about to hang somebody. He always turned up to the job sober, which not all of his predecessors were able to claim. But, you know, as you point out, there are all these variables about how much people weigh, how long the rope should be, the condition of the individual prisoner's neck. So it's an art form as much as it's a science, and you really only get one go at it.
There was one particular instance later in his career, I think it was, where there was four people that he had to hang, and only one out of the four really had an instantaneous death.
Yeah, the rest of them there are all these all this speculation around what went wrong that day. So that's, you know, we're looking at early 1887. They're hanging four people at once, which is really taking the barbarity of capital punishment and making it quite extreme. But a couple of them checked their own fall as they fell. The platform was really crowded. There were lots of ministers of religion there offering comfort, but at the end of the day, just in the way. So that was a truly awful scene. And, you know, you mentioned the hard-bitten reporter. There was at least one journo who faints watching this all unfold. And for Nosy Bob, for him, it was kind of the beginning of the end of his reputation as a hangman of some decency.
Rachel Franks, author of An Uncommon Hangman, speaking with me there.